Amos chapter 8, Wildlands 4. Okay, so this is for the month of September. This is where we're at here. This is pivotal with these other scriptures. There's hope in it for the righteous, those that are seeking the Lord, and putting aside their iniquities and repenting, and just the turmoil of these final days. The birth pains that we're in before the return of the Lord. Amos chapter 8. Thus has the Lord God showed to me, and behold, a basket of summer fruit. Here we are, we're at the end of summer. And he said, Amos, this is God speaking, he said, Amos, what see you? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said the Lord to me, the end has come upon my people of Israel, and I will not again pass by them anymore. And the songs of the temple shall be howlings in that day, says the Lord God. There shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth with silence. Amos, hear this, O you that swallow up the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail, saying, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath, that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small, and the shekel great, and falsifying the balance by deceit, or printing up money, trillions, and just giving away with debt, without observing God's laws and his feasts, without not using usury, without inflation. These are all falsifying the values of people's work and the poor, and crushing them and diminishing them more. Oh, you bankers. Oh, you international banks of settlements. Oh, you who think that you're going to bring in digital currencies in order to exploit others and the poor. 6, that we may buy the poor for silver, and the needy for a pair of shoes. Yea, and sell the refuse of the wheat. Pardon me. The Lord has sworn by the excellency of Jacob. Here's the Lord speaking. Surely I will never forget any of their works. Shall not the land tremble for this? And everyone mourn that dwells therein? And it shall rise up holy as a flood. And it shall be cast out and drowned as by the flood of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day. And I will turn your feasts into mourning, your feasts, the ones that you contrived, okay? Not the Lord's feast, the feasts of men. Your feasts into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation. And I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins, and baldness upon every head. And I will make it as the mourning of an only son, and the end of a bitter day. Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor of thirsty for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east, and they shall run to and fro and seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. In that day shall the fair virgins and young men faint for thirst. They that swear by the sin of Samaria, and say, your God, O Dan, lives, and the manor of Beersheba lives, even they shall fall and never rise up again. Amen. Not going to add to the word of the Lord. It's the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. May his face enlighten you. May you hear and see and perceive. Because the darkness is covering the land. And God is now separating for the harvest. Jesus loves us. While we're yet sinners, he died for us. In his holiness.